Amen. Let's just pray right off the bat. Father God, we thank you so much for what you've done through missions at Bridge City Church. We thank you for everybody that has gone on missions trips and everybody that has supported missions trips, Lord. And God, we thank you for what you are going to do in 2024. We thank you for every individual that is going to say yes to being on mission for you, whether it's local or international, Lord. God, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to spread the gospel in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Listen, if you were leaning forward during that video and you said, I want to do that, but once the video ended, you got that feeling, I can't do that, I want you to take a few steps of faith this morning. I don't know how many it'll be for you. For some of you, it may be two. For some of you, it may be 40. But it's you standing up and walking over to the connection point and just getting some more information. There will be people over there ready to communicate with you and share the heart of the mission trips that are going to be happening this year. And I want you to commit to doing one thing and making a huge decision, and that is you're going to go on a missions trip until God says no. Go until God says no and watch what he will do. Or you're going to support missions until God says no, okay? I remember when Rachel and I, my wife and I, decided that we were going to go on our first international missions trip together. It was to Spain, and at the time, the trip was estimated to cost $2,700 per person. And Rachel and I did not have $2,700 each to go. But we knew that we were called to go to Spain because the trip to Pakistan was canceled. And we signed up in faith, in huge faith, to go. And once we signed up, we got communicated with that our trips were completely paid for in full by two people that we did not know and they did not know us. But God told them that they were to pay for a trip for two people that were going to Spain. You have no idea what God's going to do on your behalf and through you when you go. And you just say yes. There are testimony upon testimony upon testimony about what God has done on the mission field. You will be changed. And he can do the same thing in Pittsburgh if you go on the Pittsburgh missions trip. Am I right, Jeremy? So, missions has always been a heartbeat of Bridge City Church, and it always will be. So we are urging you to make a decision to be a part of that in 2024. Amen? Amen. Listen, if I haven't had the opportunity to introduce myself yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here at Bridge City Church, the White Oak campus, and I'm so honored and privileged you decided to end 2023 here with us this morning. And there's no place I'd rather be than right here with you all, praising God and worshiping his name. And I'm so excited that we have the opportunity to wrap up the year and have great expectation for the coming year. And listen, the thing about our lives is we all have one huge thing in common. And I usually would make you take a guess on what that thing is, but I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna answer it for you. You all ready? All right. Every single one of us makes decisions every single day. As a matter of fact, as an adult, we make on average 35,000 decisions every single day. 35,000 decisions. How amazing is that if you think about it? If you think about how many decisions you made this morning alone, what to wear, what to eat for breakfast, how are you not going to hurt the children to get them to church? You're thankful they got to wear pajamas today if you got that memo. Some of the Bridge City Kids team are happy they got to wear pajamas today. They made sure they got that memo. Okay? But decisions are vital. Some decisions affect your future. Some decisions are small and they just affect your here and now. Some decisions you ignore because you don't want to make them. Some decisions have haunted you from your past. Some decisions are so minute you think that they don't matter, but they matter a whole lot. Some decisions you've hidden, and they're weighing on you. And they've ensnared you like a trap. But no matter what, decisions, 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 we all have to make them. And I know that I want all of us to understand that the decisions we make are vitally important to the life that we live. And today's a standalone message. What that means is all four of our campuses, the campus pastor or our lead pastor, Pastor Rick, are all hearing different messages. So we're one church in four locations. And today's message, and I really believe that it was a word that God put on my heart, and I was like 99 point something percent sure. And then Pastor Larry, during the first worship experience, right during the end of worship, leaned over and he was whispering in my ear something that happened in prayer. And it took me over the edge because of what they heard during prayer. And he said these exact words to me. He said, during prayer this morning, we heard that there is a door for each and every person within the church to walk through. And it's their choice whether or not they're going to walk through it. And God is there for them. He's going to meet them there. And he has something specific for each and every person. And it's their choice whether or not they're going to walk through it. And it's not just for them to get to a maturity level of Pastor Nick or Pastor Rick or Pastor Rob or the elders. It's for them to walk through the door at the maturity level that they're at and grow to what God has for them at that certain moment. But it's their choice whether or not they're going to walk through it. And I know as the campus pastor that there's a big door for us to walk through together as the White Oak campus this year. There's going to be a big door. I believe that we're going to see a building that's going to be ours, and there's going to be land for us to build upon. But that's going to be a big door for us to all walk through together in Jesus' name. I know it. I see it. I feel it. I sense it. You can clap. You can give God praise in advance for what he's going to do. There's individual doors for you all to walk through. You're called to grow as individuals as well as we all grow together. That was confirmation. And here we go. The first verses that we're going to read today, it's from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. It says, "No, dear brothers and sisters," that's us, "I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." The decisions you have made are gone. Don't let them weigh you down any longer. Look forward. 2023 is over. It's 11:25 a.m. I don't like math. I have people that God's blessed me with in my life that really enjoy it. Rob, Matt, they have human tricks with math. They just happens. Okay. Sarah really likes her calculator in the office, QuickBooks. I don't know how many hours are left in 2023. But your decisions that you've made are done. Stop looking to the past and start looking forward to what God has for you. Let's start running the race. You may have just been sitting down and not looking forward, not looking ahead, but I want us all to be looking ahead, not just to 2024, but every year thereafter. You know, the word that God gave everybody during prayer this morning about walking through that door. I don't know what that door looks like for you, but I know that it's there. Maybe you have to walk through that door that finally break that addiction in your life. Maybe you have to walk through that door to finally look at God, that he is who he says he is, as a provider, as a healer, as a father. Maybe you finally have to walk through that door and break that relationship that you know that's been holding you back for years. Maybe you have to walk through that door and finally take a step into leading, or take a step into serving, or take a step into allowing for God to use the gifts that he's placed in you for the kingdom. I don't know what the door is, but I know that it's there. And I know you have to make a decision to walk through it. How do I know the door's there? Because Psalm 27:4 tells us, the one thing I ask for the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. In order to get to the house, you got to go through what? Okay. Some of you, about 98% of you, have never heard me preach before. I really like audience participation. You guys are the audience, and I like for you to participate. If you go into the house, you got to go through what? And I want to be in his perfect will, meditating in his presence, just sitting at his feet, being with him. Just being with him. Focusing on who he is and who he created us to be. Not focusing on the wrong things. It's really easy to focus on the wrong things. It's easy to make those decisions. It's easy to get stuck in those things. How do I know that? Jesus gives us tons of examples of it. We're going to get to that. My beautiful wife changed my life, not just by introducing me to Jesus, but by helping me to see who he created me to be. I love people. I love people. I love being around people. I just love it. It's who I am. But even before I fully met Jesus and discovered who I was in Christ, I had a struggle with who I was. And I would get frustrated with people. I love people, but they would frustrate the daylights out of me. And I'm still recovering. I'm still a recovering people pleaser. And Rachel help me through this, because I love people so much, and it would hurt me so bad that people wouldn't love me the same way I love them. They wouldn't care for me the same way. They wouldn't do the same things that I would do. They wouldn't drop everything for me and all these things. And Rachel looked at me one day and she said, Nick, they're not created to be like you. Just honor God and praise him and thank him for creating you the way that he did. And that's when I got my life, one of my life verses. And I praise God all the time because God used Rachel to give it to me. And it's Galatians 1:10. It's not going to pop up behind me, but it's real simple. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. We are in this to win his approval, not others. So what's the story about that really drives this home? Here we go. Luke 10:38-42. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught, but Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing, and she came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all this work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you're all worried about and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about, and Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Listen, I want each and every one of us to discover what she discovered. There's people in here right now. There's people that were here during the first worship experience. You're a Pittsburgher. You better have pork and sauerkraut and kielbasa at home in a crock pot right now. If you don't, I don't. You probably do. You're probably worried about how long is he going to preach today. I got to get home and tend to that. I got to make sure that everything's perfect for New Year's Eve tonight. I got to make sure that everything's good. I got to make sure that there's enough sparkling cider for everybody to drink. See what I did there? Snuck that in there. Some of you are like, oh, I don't know about that. Sparkling cider. Make a decision. Understand what's important. Discover it, because once you discover it, everything changes. Once we discover what's important, it all changes. I remember my first New Year's Eve going to church and then going home and just eating Chinese food. It was my first New Year's Eve that everything changed. And I looked at Rachel, I was like, this is really nice. This is way different than what I used to remember. As a matter of fact, I don't really remember it. When we discover who he is because of the decisions we make to follow him, everything changes. But we have to be proactive and not reactive on the decisions that we make. Because when we react, sometimes we react in negative ways and we make wrong decisions. How do I know this? I went to the school of hard knocks. That's where I got my degree. And I have a master's. I'm working on my doctorate. I am. And I'm on the dean's list. We have to be proactive, not reactive. So are you all ready to make some decisions today? Okay, the same three people are answering my questions. This is, Rob, thank you. All right, are you all ready to make some decisions today? All right, here we go. We're going to make a decision. Decision made. I will make the best of the new year. Let's say it together. I will make the best of the new year. Ephesians 5, 15 through 16. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. It doesn't say the opportunities that you enjoy. It doesn't say the opportunities that you want to. It doesn't say the opportunities that are easy. It doesn't say the opportunities that you really want to make the best of. It says every. I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself. Every opportunity. Every moment, every struggle, every mountaintop, every valley, and everything in between. Make the best of it. My wife's looking at me like, you better write this down, Nick. I already did, babe. It's here. They're my notes. Every opportunity, every painful moment, every exciting one. Make the best of it. Make the best of 2024. Let's do it together as Bridge City Church. We're going to kick it off tonight with baptism. 27 people getting baptized. 27 people going into that water and leaving. I wish you could know their stories. I wish you could hear every testimony. You're going to get to hear a brief bit of them. Powerful. Let's make another decision together. You ready? Yep. All right. Decision made. I will get rid of every distraction. Let's say it together. I will get You guys are doing great. Hooked on Phonics, worked for y'all. Here we go. Listen, I got rid of a distraction. You ready to hear which one? Big one. I finally did it. I beat the gatekeeper. Here we go. Xfinity is 90% gone in my life. I got rid of it. I got past the retention department at Xfinity. I just have internet now. I needed internet. I got rid of everything else. It's all gone. Well, you can clap. That's a big thing. Benedetti and I are going and throwing my security system through their window, if it's open. If their window's open, we're going to go throw it through. He told me we're going to do a drive-by. That's a distraction. It's gone. No more cable. So if you can invite me over to watch, like, the Penguin games and the Steelers, if they start winning again, I'd actually like to watch the Browns playoff game when it comes up, if anybody wants to invite me over. Okay. Thank you, Rob. But how are we going to watch it? I don't know. All right, every distraction. Here we go. Go back. I didn't read Hebrews. Doesn't that look like two V's for the W? Hebrews. Sorry, I am who I am. 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Take it off. Get rid of it. Whatever is weighing you down, whatever is keeping you back, whatever you are, strip it off. You ever used a power washer before? Who? Yes. Yes. Maria and I power washed. Jordan got one. Was it Christmas? He got it for Christmas. We power washed our whole block. We ran out of stuff to power wash. We were getting ready to start a business. Yeah. I got one too, right after that. I got for Father's Day. Listen, we will power wash. Maria, we got the power washing. That's what we're calling it. Led by the Spirit, power washing. Do you know how much PSI we have as sons and daughters of the King? We can strip off so much stuff. Seriously. I was ripping off concrete with my power washer. It sounds like a jet. That's what the Holy Spirit can do in your life. Just tell him, I need this power washed off. Give it to him. But you got to bring it to the light. And then once you strip it off, go and tell somebody and celebrate it. I just told all of you, and I'm being recorded, and I told everybody at the first worship experience that I got rid of cable and my security system from Xfinity. So if any of you come back to my house and you're like, hey, you got cable back. Why are you lying? Right? If you strip it off and you don't tell anybody, doesn't matter. It's easier to put it back on. I'm not telling you you have to strip it off and get a microphone and tell everybody, but you need to tell somebody that's going to hold you accountable. Strip off every distraction. Everything. Focus on Him. Prayer and fasting's coming up. Remove the distractions so you can focus on Him. Matter of fact, let's make another decision right now. Let's be proactive. You ready? Decision made. I will prioritize the presence of Christ in my life. Let's say it together. Y'all are getting sleepy. You're thinking about kielbasa and sauerkraut and pork. It's okay, but this one's the biggest one. This one puts all the other decisions in place. When you prioritize this, everything else falls into place. You know, a lot of people say to me, Pastor, I just don't like reading. I just can't. I don't read. I don't want to read the Bible. I can't. I don't understand. I don't read. It's over and over and over and over and over again. Rachel and I had a couple over to our house recently, and it was so refreshing. New believers, And we started talking about the Word of God, and he said something that was so refreshing. It was my favorite quote from somebody in 2023, one of them. And he said, I said, are you a reader? And he said, no, I don't read, but I just bought a Bible and I started reading. I figured that was a good book to start with. I was like, oh, what? What did you say? He's like, I just bought my Bible. I don't read, but I figured if I'm going to, this is a good book to start with. I said, I wanted to like just record him, and he's going to tell everyone about it. I get up every morning, I read my Bible. I don't know what I'm reading sometimes, but I know this is, I need to get this in me. He's a young kid. He's like, I get up at 5 a.m., I have my coffee, and then my son wakes up. Who taught you that? God just put it in his heart. Philippians 3, 7 through 8, I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ. Garbage. Think about the things you've thrown away in your life. Think about all the garbage you just threw away from Christmas. All the stuff that didn't matter. There's so much more in your life that really doesn't matter and can be thrown away because it's really worthless. He's all that matters. Prioritize it. Schedule it. Put it on your calendar. If it goes on my calendar, it happens. Church is on my calendar still. It repeats every week, and it never has an end date. Well, that's because you're the pastor. No, that's because it's prioritized in our family. What's a priority? Is church just an add-on? Be proactive in every decision you make. You're about to make some real big decisions here coming up. We started our time together talking about some doors for you all to walk through. And we're going to end our time talking about some doors for you all to walk through. I'm going to invite the worship team up as we begin to wrap up our time of the teaching. This verse that I'm about to read is the verse that makes me want to be a part of the worship team more than any other verse in the Bible. I wish I could sing it. One day I will, and one day the Spirit of God will fall upon me as well, and I'll be on the drums just for one song. But it's Psalms 84:10. And it says, a single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. Once you're in, so good. Once you're there, when you're in his presence, and I think about this, I never want to leave when I'm here. I'm usually the last person to leave. I usually forget if I have a key or not. I finally got to the point where I don't want to have keys anymore, because if I have keys, I get asked to do things. So if anybody needs keys, just let me know. I have them. You can have them. You know how good it is to be a gatekeeper in the house of the Lord? Just to be in his presence, to be in his home. So here's a decision you have to make while we're here today, and I don't want you to leave without answering this question and making the decision. Have you ever walked through the door that he has opened for you into his house by accepting him as your Lord and Savior? Have you ever confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart that he is Lord, so that you were saved? Saved from what? Eternal damnation. Listen, we believe in a real heaven and a real hell. And I know where I want you to go. So if you don't have a day, a time, a place, what a better day than December 31st, 2023. The end of the year before the start of a new. Start what Jesus has for you today. If you don't have that time, I want you to make a huge decision right now and just reach your hand out to God and say, that's me, God. I need you. Anyone at all this morning? Maybe you walked through that door and were in his presence, in his home, but you left. And it's time for you to come back home. Anyone at all this morning? Father God, I thank you so much for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do, Lord. Lord, I thank you that as your children, we never have to make a decision alone. You're always there to lead us, to guide us, to give us wisdom and knowledge. Lord, thank you for that. Lord, thank you that whatever we walked in here with today, we do not need to carry into 2024. Freedom is available. Lord, the weight of past decisions can be shed. So Lord, thank you for this last decision that we get to make as we're all together today. If everybody could stand to your feet with me. We have a few teams of people that have been praying for you all week and preparing for this moment to pray for you. So if you're one of those teams, if you could please make your way forward. And we figured, what a better way to wrap up 2023 than to pray and believe in faith for 2024. So if you want to make a decision today to finally leave that thing behind or believe in faith for that thing of the future, to finally ask for a prayer to leave that relationship behind, or whatever it may be, you need that, you need to see a healing, or you need to really know who he is as God, or you need to fully walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You need a fresh touch from God. I want you to make a decision to just step out in faith and receive prayer this morning. So we're going to fill the center rows. And as we allow for people to receive prayer and be ministered to, we're just going to worship God and then we're going to wrap up. But if you're not receiving prayer, I want you to just continue to stay in an attitude of worship and just be praying for the people that are receiving prayer. Amen. Let's pray, church.